Welcome everyone, Nathalie Doyrenieux here from New Software Marketing. And today I have two very special people. They are Koots and Kirsty from The Smart Chicks. And The Smart Chicks is a global community for women in business who want real connections that are inspiring and authentic. Their passion lies in helping you magnetically attract your tribe, understanding exactly what they want, and then helping you deliver this to them. Smart Chicks was created when they struggled to find networking opportunities for women in business that enable quality relationships and genuine word-of-mouth referral. There's a powerful ripple effect when you live a purposeful and inspired life surrounded by others on the same mission as you. Smart Chicks is a global movement where everything is possible. If you're looking for authentic connection and collaboration, if you want to magnetically attract your perfect tribe, if you want to build a business you love that serves the world, Smart Chicks is waiting for you with open arms. So welcome, Koots and Kirsty.
Thank you very much.
Kirsty, what did you think of the bio?
Oh, did you like that?
Yeah, the bio is good.
Awesome.
Seems in alignment with the rest of the messaging.
Okay.
Thank you for having us, Natalie.
I have a feeling.
You run it.
This is going to be fun. So I have actually another interview where there is three of us, and that's very interesting. So we'll see how it goes. But basically, I'd love to know, how did you guys start the Smart Chicks? You know, how did you guys meet? How did this come about? How did you decide to join forces? Whoever wants to start.
Kirsty, do you want to start or do you want me to?
You go.
Okay, I'm ready. Okay, so the Smart Chicks story, we were just saying it's actually our 2-year anniversary of being in business today, which is kind of exciting. And 2 years ago, Kirsty and I had known each other for about a year and a half. We met in a business group on Facebook. I was kind of stabbing around in the dark, trying to work out what I wanted to be when I grew up. And Kirsty offered to actually have a coffee with me. And we started talking actually originally just about how we were interested in multiple income streams, and we were both very interested in property investment and property development. And we just started talking about the fact that, there were very limited opportunities for women, particularly in Adelaide, where we're from in Australia at the time, to be able to get out and actually meet other business women who were like-minded. And if you fast forward about a year, Kirsty actually just literally said to me one day, I just want to hang out with some smart chicks. And we basically both kind of, it was like one of those light bulb moments where we actually realized we could probably help a lot of women, not only in our local area, but also globally.
Awesome. So, so Kirsty, do you want to add something?
Expand on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I think that, we had been working together for a little while, and we just saw that it was important for us to get a bit more visible and start to attract these smart chicks to us. And we just thought, you know what, if we, create a page. I was running a networking event at the time that was called The Founding Mums. So I was sort of already in that space, bringing business knowledge to mums in business. Mm-hmm. And Court said to me, why don't we run our own thing rather than do it under somebody else's banner? And so we had that in the back of our mind that we might start that later. But in the beginning, we just started with a page and started to just be really authentic and raw about the reality of business as mums, knowing that we didn't want to limit ourselves to just helping mums. We wanted to kind of, help women. But we knew that for us, the reality was that we were mums with young children. It wasn't laptops and beaches and 3-hour work weeks.
Yeah, that wasn't Yeah, it's not. Yeah. So basically the idea was to kind of start this community. Did you guys think in advance, like, how you were going to monetize this potentially? Because I mean, the idea is to run a business, right? So you really started this for the community, right?
Yeah. We very much started that way.
Okay.
We very much thought, like, let's start with attracting the right people to us. And then we kind of almost got addicted to that in realizing, wow, some people really like what our message is and the way we think and feel. And it probably took us a few months, 6 months even, or less than 6 months from when we actually did our first event. But, you know, by the time we were actually monetizing it, it was a good 3, 4, 5 months later. And even still, it was only just a matter of, you know, when they'd come to an event, they'd pay to come to the event. It wasn't anything big yet before we listened to the community and went on to membership and then continued to go from there. So,
okay. Yeah. So you go ahead.
What we have really, really noticed as well is people are fearful of showing up, right? So we have a community that has a few thousand women in business in it. And when we are constantly watching that community, working out how we can add value to that community and helping the right people that are ready to be helped. And the messaging that we're consistently getting from everyone in the Smart Chicks community as a whole is that they're fearful to show up for numerous reasons, but we know through our own experience and through the intellectual property that we've created and through the membership that we've created and through the courses that we've run, that being consistent with your social media and content, being confident, so understanding your belief systems around why you may not be showing up, being connected authentically. We're very much about authentic connections and collaborations. It's not about spamming your links out and hoping for the best, and the ability to actually celebrate your wins with the right people that you have connected with. Those four things are really important pillars to working out exactly where you sit in the community that you're trying to establish. And when you consistently show up in those kind of four key areas, what we know is people are magnetically attracted to you. They just want to see you behind the vine. They want to see your message and they want to understand really how you can help them. So instead of spamming and vomiting your promotions and your services on people, show people genuinely who you are as a person and how you can help them. And the magic happens. People are magnetically attracted to you and they want to know more about how you can serve them.
Yeah. That. Go ahead, Kirsty.
And I'll add to that. I think the other thing that, along with everything that Courts has said, which is really what we've developed and honed in on along the way, the biggest problem we find a lot of people have is that they try to start business before they actually have anybody to, they haven't actually drawn or attracted anybody to them because they haven't actually gotten themselves out there or made any of those connections. And so I think the fact that we did it around the other way helps us to really show people the fact that you can kind of work out the sorts of things you like and the sorts of areas that maybe you've got something to offer, but you don't know what that is yet. But you can also work out the people you really, like we knew we wanted to hang out with Smart Chicks. We knew we wanted to do something that was going to support and inspire and help those people to create something, but we didn't know what that product exactly would be yet. But by the time you build up and have built your own community, you can then find out exactly what they need and then create and deliver exactly what they need rather than the other way around, which far too many people do.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you're, you know, kind of like teaching it this way, because I think most people do it backwards. Like you said, you know, they would start with, they have an idea for a course, you know, they know how to do something, say, oh, I'm going to build a course, or worse, I'm going to do a membership site, and they don't have the audience. They do all this stuff, they spend the money, they spend the time, and then they hear crickets. And they're like, well,
yes,
it's a bad idea. Let's do something else. So they keep jumping from things to things without thinking really, why am I doing this? Right? Yep. Who am I doing it for? Versus building the audience and not thinking about the money. And it's true that it's hard when you start a business. But I mean, some people might just as well take a job, like a part-time job, so the money is coming in, they can pay the bill, and they can think about the business, because this is a recurring theme in all the interviews I'm doing. Successful people, they started with the tribe. Build that audience.
Yes!
Build that audience and then listen to what they have to say and then make it happen for them. If you have the solution, build it for them. just don't guess.
Yes.
And it all comes down to that.
Back to the old, it kind of comes down to the old school, you know, like back in the day when people were building blog sites to just get traffic to their website back in the SEO days. It's like, let's try and get as much traffic to our website as possible. So email list building leads. And then what can we do to collaborate with others to basically one way, back then it was kind of more about one way promoting to that audience once they had grown the traffic to the website. So we're not doing exactly the same thing, but it is a bit of a natural evolution now that social media is the way that it is from that, in that you really do need to listen and survey. In fact, we're running a course at the moment, and the next module of the course after we speak to you this morning is talking about, now that you've built your tribe, how do you survey your list to work out what that tribe actually wants from you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I love this. And I think that from this point of view of, I am in the group, right? I see how you show up, you know, how you're always laughing and you're just being yourself and you have kids and things like that. I don't know if you remember, like from several years back, we couldn't do that, right? I think that it's coming a time where it's actually a good thing to be authentic. It's okay to have kids running around, to have, you know, the dogs, to like just be yourself, because that's how we build a real connection and people can identify. And I think that's what you're attracting with this group, is other women that have kids, that have, you know, a home to take care of, that, you know, are trying to build a business around something that they are passionate about, but they also have a life. And that life is more important, and they have to manage to build this building, this business around the life and not the other way around.
Yeah, we're definitely attracting people that have more of a feminine energy than a masculine energy in the way that they're running their business. So obviously hustling has its place occasionally.
Yeah. Yes.
For us, like, you know, like, for example, leading up to the school holidays, we've got 2 weeks with the kids home with us as of this afternoon. And so that's going to be interesting to try and run the company with no time to be able to actually do that. But, you know, what we pride ourselves on is the fact that we actually set boundaries on our time, and we really try and set an example to the people in the community that even if you do have children, even if, and it's not just about mums, like if, even if you are a woman who is working in a corporate job and you're trying to actually create your dream on the side, and how can you transition out of that? We actually attract a lot of women who are in that position as well, or they're a woman in a corporate job with kids who want to get out. That's also a pretty common combination.
Mm-hmm. Or where the children are older and the children aren't, you know, it's not about the kids, because the kids are kind of, they don't need them anyway. They're independent. They're old enough to, but they still want to be able to be working and balancing and, you know, kind of enjoying life, not having the business, running and ruling them. Yeah.
So for all of those guys, we want to show you that there is an easier way. Kirstie and I say this a lot. What is the easier way to be able to do this? Why does this feel difficult? Should we just take a break from it? And often what we find is there is a lot of movement and growth when you just slow down. So we really do pride ourselves on the fact that we're teaching people, I guess, that there is an easier way to run your business, particularly when you are a multi-dimensional person and your company isn't your life. Like, your company is there to serve you and make you happy, or your business or your sole trader or whatever you are. It is to help you. For me, it helps me feel happy. It helps me feel joyful, but it is not my entire life.
Yeah, I love what you said, Kurtz, about rules, because I think that setting up rules and structure is really what gives us freedom. So like you can totally say, I am working from 9 to 11 or 9 to 12. At 12, I'm going to go pick up my kids from school, and I'm not working from 12 to 4, you know, whatever that is. And that's what I call business on your own terms. And that's really the true lifestyle. Lifestyle doesn't mean you only work 4 hours a week. I mean, who does that typically, right? Unless you have a team or something like that. But otherwise, this is like a dream thing that not many people actually want, right? So lifestyle entrepreneurship to me, in working on your own terms, is reality your terms, and they do change. I mean, like you said, when kids are out of school, it's a different ball game. We have to be able to adapt. But these rules is really what's going to make us feel that freedom, because it's on our terms. Like if I decide that I want to talk to you guys at now 2 a.m., that's my choice, right? And I'm happy about it, right? But yeah. it's my choice. It's yes. not like, right? It's not a job. It's because I want to. I want you guys to interview yes. you, right? And I want you to be together. So that's the time that we found. So rules are so important. And if you can teach that, I mean, I know you teach that. You talked about it. From the beginning, from even before when they start thinking about their business, then if they can put that in place right from the beginning, they're going to be golden.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think on that point, there's a lot of people that are afraid of structure because they think that it'll actually, it's not the way they want to work. They want to be able to kind of do what they want to do. And I've been a bit like that. Like because sometimes, like I have to make myself keep coming back to, you know, blocking in the times that I'm doing this work or that work, or I'm with the kids, or I'm, you know, like grocery shopping, for example, this week hasn't really, I've kind of ended up working through it and I still need to do that one. So after school pickup today, and they finish early today because it's last day of term. Yeah, that was great. But anyway, you know, but still having the structure does ultimately give you the freedom, because then it's easier to go, oh, now I'm not working. And you actually do get more things done that you want to do because you book them into your schedule.
Yeah, and then you can look forward to, I am working now, because then after that I can enjoy friends, family, travel, whatever that is. You know, it took me years to realize that. When we quit we used to work in the US, the Silicon Valley. We sold everything, moved back to France in 2005, started our own business, and we dived writing, like we took no vacation, nothing. And I wanted that. I didn't want to do that structure. I mean, I was told you have to have that structure. I'm like, I didn't create a job to put on a calendar from 9 to 10. You have to do your email from 10 to 11. You have to do this. I'm like, no, now I am my own boss. I do what I want. The problem is if you don't have the structure, nothing's going to happen.
No, that's right. You actually don't do much.
Exactly.
You do a lot less in a lot bigger time.
Yeah. And then all the time where you procrastinate because you don't do is time that is wasted. So then if you're like, okay, I'm going to take
a break. And you feel guilty.
You feel guilty. So you don't even enjoy the free time. So it's not even, you're stealing yourself from the free time. So, and it took me years to get that. And finally, like structure equals freedom. Okay, but it's your own structure. You choose it.
Yes.
You actually see a lot of women, particularly, wearing busyness like this badge of honor. And we're the same. Like, we have really had to tone it down because you can fall into the trap. Like, I know that I'm jumping all over the place, but I've got so many stories and examples just from this week running through my head within our community of, you know, people getting burnt out, people getting adrenal fatigue, people having chronic fatigue, people, and it's women, right? Because women have this thing where they feel like they need to be everything to everyone, and it's a belief system. So again, this comes down to one of the pillars of our whole philosophy, which is confidence. It's like, let's look at your belief systems around how you want to run your business, how you think you need to, and why is that? Like, I've got a rule. I don't work on this business in the night, because I know that if I do it for more than, if I do one late night, like today, Kirsty and I had a late night, was it Wednesday
the other night?
A couple
Wednesday
of days ago.
Like on occasion, if you need it, you can do it, but it can't be a consistent thing for you to do.
Yeah. And I am tired, man. I am tired now, 2 days later, because I did that. And I know that, you know, there's these people that go join the 4 a.m. club, be all like, get a nanny so that you can work 24/7, hustle, hustle, hustle. I've got like, it's make it happen Monday, and I'm going to show you that I've done 17 things. And I used to be one of these people. Like, I used to list the 17 things that I'd achieved and that I was had on my list for this week. But what we've realized is that doesn't set a good example to our community. We don't want them to think that you need to work 80-hour weeks to be successful. You don't. I work within the Smart Chicks business for 3 short days a week within the school within the school hours, right? So it's generally about 10 until 3, 3 days a week. Kirsty has all of her children at school. She's got a little bit of flexibility during the week, but she also contract works for other people. You know what I mean? So it's not just all about smart chicks. And if you can create space in your life for happiness and for hobbies and for going and hanging around with people that light you up, let me tell you, your business is going to thank you for it. It is going, I've got this hashtag, Kirsty, I don't know if you've noticed, I've been using it, go slow to grow.
I love it.
She's full of surprises today, Kirsty. I don't know what hell she has on her sleeves, but woohoo! She's on a roll.
As you've noticed, We're not really in the same room together very often.
I love this. You know what? One of the things I think as well is, as women, and I like that you're setting these foundations for women, because we have to give ourselves permission to, you know, it used to be so cool, like you said, like to say that we are hustling and we've accomplished all this and we work like crazy. That used to be the cool people. Now the cool people are the people that work not harder, they work smarter, they work less, and then they can do whatever they want with that freedom. And it's a mindset, you know, we as ladies, like, we have to give ourselves permissions to do this, because only we can give ourselves permission. And it's all this mindset, this mental block. I mean, it's, you see so many people that are so gifted and they never get to a point where they're going to be successful just because that they don't have that starting point, that confidence. They don't allow, you know, this fear of failure, of what people are going to think. And so building that, you know, is, I mean, all the people I'm talking to, this is really the foundation of, you know, building that audience, being super clear why you're doing it, because it's a marathon. You're going to have up and downs. Yeah. And that's how you, when you need to remember your why, because otherwise you're going to quit and you're going to say, this is a wrong idea. Let's do something else.
Exactly. And I think it's about priorities as well. Like, especially if I have conversations with people and they'll say, oh, you know, can you do this? Or can we have a coffee or something? And I know you're so busy. And I often try to correct them and sort of say, you know, it's not actually, because I don't want people to think that I'm so busy. Like, I'm just always, I know my family sometimes think that, oh, you're just so busy. It's like, but I'm not that busy that I, you know, that I couldn't talk if you rang, or that I, you know, whatever. But it's about priorities. So it's just making sure that sometimes I might not be able to book in the coffee for 4 weeks, because I might not be able to take that time out now, because that isn't necessarily a high enough priority to be able to say I can squeeze it in the next few days, because there's other things that I actually have to do.
Or want to do.
Sometimes, yeah, that's right. And sometimes there might be some white space that I have that is for me to do nothing, that I can say, oh, okay, I'm going to slot it into that next week or whatever. But, you know, Courts and I have often had different times where we've sort of said, look, we just can't do a random have a coffee for the sake of having a coffee for the next few weeks or the next month or whatever, because unless there's a really good purpose to do it, you know, there's over 2,000 people in the community now, and lots of them would love to sit down and just have a coffee. And we would love to do that, but we can't.
So I can't. We've got, and that's why we kind of, with the whole working smart thing, that's kind of why we run our monthly catch-ups. Like, we've got something called Tribe and Vibe events that we run locally, and a few people lately have asked if they can also partner with us to run them around the country. And the reason why we do that is because then for the 40 people that have asked us if we can have coffee with them can all come to that, and we can all have coffee together. And there's power in numbers, right? Like, when you get, the reason why it's called Tribe and Vibe is because when you get your perfect tribe around you, the vibe is high. And then when your vibe is high, really magical
everyone
things
wins
to happen, right? Yeah.
And collaborations and amazing connections happen that they otherwise wouldn't have had.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. And then they start also connecting more with each other and things like that. So are you also in Adelaide, Kirsty?
Yeah.
You're in the same? Okay. So you do still run local, you know, these local meetups?
Face-to-face.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know if it's by email I read it, or I saw a video, but where you were mentioning that you're looking to expand outside of Australia. Is that, do you have like members today outside of Australia? I mean, I'm sure like you must be attracting.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, I was looking at the insights on the Facebook group yesterday, and I think there was close to 100 people in the United States, about 50 odd in the UK, and then, you know, obviously in Europe.
One in France. So. at least.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we definitely have some in Switzerland and the Netherlands, and like we do have people in Europe, definitely. But I think we are, you know, in moving forward, we're definitely looking at now reaching out beyond so that we can, because we know that we can help people no matter where they are.
Absolutely.
In what we do.
But I think it's also a great idea that you actually started locally, because you were able to meet people, you know, face to face, and build that. I mean, the relationship is obviously a lot stronger, and the trust when you get to meet face to face, right? That's obviously, and then expanding like totally makes sense. So let's talk about your membership and what's the structure, and in what capacity how do you help people? Is that like part community, part online courses? How does that all work?
We've got some really exciting stuff happening with our membership, actually, which hasn't all been 100% announced yet, but we will talk about it here. We've got a webinar that's coming up to fully announce what's going on in a few weeks. But currently the way that our membership works is it is a global membership. It's online. We run monthly workshops to help the people in the members to really understand how to grow their confidence so that when they're ready to work with us to attract their tribe, they're feeling confident to do that. To build confidence, we know that people need a supportive community. We know that people need probably more of an intimate space than the wider Smart Chicks Coterie Facebook group, which is our free community. Mm-hmm. We invite people to trickle into our membership from there as they need it. What we really are looking to implement is more high-level accountability within that membership. So we've just started talking to them about that lately. And the way that things are going to be rolled out moving forward is that, as well as coming to our Tribe and Vibe events, which are our local business catch-ups, as well as looking at our local, our online workshops, as well as being able to apply for something called the Smart Chicks Lab, which is when we bring a business expert in and we enable that business expert to work one-on-one with one of the members they choose from the applications. That's broadcast to the entire community and will be repurposed later for some stuff that we're going to be doing. But as well as all of that, those core things, what we want is for them to actually feel like they can just engage in some really simple tasks that they're accountable from a peer mentoring perspective within the group. And it's really under four main categories. So we were talking about them before. We're talking about just helping people to be consistent. And that includes, you know, their video, their content, their storytelling, their copy, like anything that is kind of showing up consistently in their business, helping them to gain their confidence, whether it's through mindset or, you know, journaling or belief systems or anything like that, helping them to actually really understand how to connect with people, not just be like standing at the online networking event, which is our community, and going like this with their business cards. And just hoping, like we call it hiding in the bush, like you're hiding in the bush, hoping that someone will notice what you do. So the whole philosophy that we're trying to help people with is get out of the bushes of your business.
I saw
really
that.
Understand how to authentically, right? Because when you can collaborate, when you can get word of mouth referrals, when you can speak to strangers confidently, when you can not be hiding under your invisible cloak, then what happens is people start to notice who you are. So we really want to assist people with some accountability around that. And we're also really, really passionate about celebrating people's wins. So we have a big plan for that as well. So we do a lot of this within the community already. It's just that we're streamlining it for the purposes of really helping our members specifically to have some great runs on the board, right? Because when you've got some wins, what happens is the universe
keep
goes
going.
Oh, yes,
this person actually wants to be confident. I'm going to give that person more reasons to feel confident. So it's like a beautiful snowball effect, and that's like the magic happens, right, Kirsty?
Yeah.
Oh, and we're also letting, I just remembered as well, we're bringing out actually blog submissions as well. So something that we haven't been doing up to now is blogging on our website, but that will be introduced very soon. And the members are able to actually apply to have their blog submitted there because the, you know, the audience is growing now. So there's enough people that will be able to see their content.
Awesome. Did you want to add something, Kirsty?
No. Okay. She's explained it all really well. It's good.
I love this. And I think that from the, you know, from the perspective of women that are just getting started in this business, there is this thing about people not getting the help, like seeing that support. Help is actually a weakness, right? Like asking help for help is actually a weakness, and that when they get into a place like this to learn, they are basically kind of like lurkers. They're like, okay, I got in, but like, you know, people are there and I am there. And I'm sure you have all different levels, you know, of people that have just joined, people that have been there for a while. And like you said, sharing wins. And I'm sure you guys do this. I have no doubt that you guys share wins and have fun in your business. But even when you get started and you're not making money yet, taking the time to take a look back and see what you've accomplished, you know, when things are going and you feel like you're not moving, sometimes it's all it takes to get the momentum and the basically wanting to achieve more, right? And to, you know, get going and to get that motivation. And I think we don't take time to look back. We just, there is always, you know that, right? As a business owner, there is always the next thing. We are never going to be satisfied by where we are. And it's all these roles that women, I say especially women because I think men think differently for some reason for business, at least for business and for other things. But for us, I mean, we have all these limiting beliefs, most women at least. And I'm glad that you guys are taking care of that foundation. So what I wanted to talk about is your kind of like your business model. Do you have like open cart periods? How do you accept new members? Or is that like evergreen? Like you have a funnel of this free stuff that transition into, hey, do you want to join? And then people join.
Kirsty, we're in a bit of a transition at the moment, aren't we?
Okay.
Well, we are. Well, it's a great question, and it's probably talking about our evolution is probably a good place to start because, we launched the membership first about April, May last year, and that was based very much around the face-to-face meetups. And as we kind of went along, then we had obviously pilot programs of other locations around Australia that ran. We found that they were awesome, but they weren't necessarily going to financially be as viable for the people that were running them. And we didn't want it to not be beneficial for them. And so we've just always listened to, you know, the collectors as well as the community and evolved. So when we relaunched the membership in July, we had made some tweaks and changes and created the online workshop so that we would have, you know, there's no doubt there's an abundance of content out there. So people can actually find lots of stuff on lots of stuff. And it's like after we launched it, and we've just recently come back from a conference, and even up until going to that conference, we kind of felt like something's not quite right, but, you know, we loved what we had, but there's just something we need to do differently. I kept saying, I think, you know, it was like we need to do more, but it was more a matter of you're already doing heaps, you know. So Quartz and I were even, she's like, no, but we're already doing all this. I'm like, yeah, I know, but there's something else we've got to do. And it was kind of like trying to work out what that was. And really in going away to that conference was a massive aha in recognizing less is more. If you expect less or give less, it's same as a course or anything like that. If you give them less work to have to do or see or whatever, they will do more of it, which means they will get more results, etc. So we were both right. I knew that we needed to have something different in there that would mean they would do more. And Kurtz was right. We were doing plenty, lots, too much. Like, you know, they're only paying this much. So what we realized is to help them even more, we needed to strip back some of what we're doing so that they had less to do and they would get better results. And then to top that up, exactly like you said, we realized that we can't necessarily have it where it's just this rolling open cart from a business perspective, because there's also no, because we don't talk constantly about come and join us in the membership, come and join us in the membership or whatever, you know, and we haven't even officially launched and put out wildly our website. So it's not like we've been, you know, everything's been organic, right? Yeah. And so now we're at this point where we realize, okay, we've worked out these beautiful fundamentals that we want to have as kind of the IP behind Smart Chicks and how we know we can help them. This we can integrate beautifully into the membership. Let's do some webinars to be able to explain that. We can create also probably a small, you know, really low cost little course that'll expand on it even more than what you can just do in a webinar. And then the membership obviously is where people can then come to experience that and really be a part of that. But that membership will close to being open to the public, which we hadn't ever thought or considered before. So at the end of October, the membership will actually be closed to the public. So on the website, it'll just have a waiting list for you to be able to get more information. And obviously there will be some people will come across and, you know, where they do have an interest, where they may get the opportunity to be invited in for a 24-hour period or something like that. But between basically November, December, before we reopen it in the new year with kind of more formulated changes again, probably, the doors will reopen for a short period of time and then we'll kind of close it again. So we'll really try and it's like give a new burst of people and excitement yes. into the group that kind of come in and then they start to get into the rhythm of the less stuff we're giving them that is meaning they're doing more and getting better results. That's kind of how the membership part has really evolved and why and how. Yeah. And we're really excited. Like I feel goosebumps at thinking, I think we knew something wasn't quite right, but you're better off doing something than doing nothing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You just kind of.
And I was going to say as well, the other thing that we have really been focusing on, so this is where the whole lack of coffee shop visits comes into the mix, because we were very abundant in the way that we were behaving, but it wasn't serving us. We have really decided that focus is king and or queen, whatever. But basically, we spent a little bit of time with a guy called Zach Sputkler a couple of weeks ago.
And I know
he's
Zach.
He's a fantastic entrepreneur, yeah, in America. And, you know, he was just so interesting to hang out with because he's just such an abundant, happy, friendly guy. And he's very successful, right? And one of the biggest takeaways that I got from just having a chat with him was, you know, if you're building three bridges at the same time, then what's going to happen is you build bridge one, like you start building bridge one and then you get distracted and start building bridge two and then you work on that for a bit and then bridge one kind of falls in the water and then you start on bridge three because there's a magpie syndrome happening over there and you want to help those people. If we can just focus on the one thing and you know, for you guys listening, if you just focus on the one thing that you
what
really want to get back,
your one notes, thing, yeah,
yeah,
core message.
Work on it, refine it, relaunch it. And our one thing, apart from our membership, which is a step to our one thing, is the Attract Your Tribe Influencer Program. It honestly is what we want to be known for. We want to help people to attract their tribe and become an influencer, right? And if you're constantly just focusing on other things, like we were, we wanted to help everyone. Like, how do we help you? Oh, this has come up. Oh, that's a good idea. Let's make a podcast. Let's make a blog site. Let's make a, you know, whatever. And the message is getting diluted. Instead, let's just run our pilot program, which is actually finishing up. We've got our last training module today. Run our pilot program, help those guys be really successful, learn from that program and relaunch it. Do it again. Look at what we've done, review, how can we relaunch it differently? So for us, I think that there's been a lot of power in understanding that you don't need to be everything to everyone. And I think, again, like this whole you're a woman who's really smart and wants to multitask, what happens is you want to help everyone, and as a result, you get burnt out and help nobody.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this. Yeah. And, you know, I think that it's also, you know, from the point where you were saying, like, you know, try it and then, you know, see how it goes. It's an experiment, you know, like have clear expectations. I mean, I've seen people on launches and they want to do like 5-figure and then they have 100 people on their list and then their course is maybe $200. Well, hey, guess what? It's never going to happen, right? Like numbers are talking right now. So you are going to be disappointed. So setting expectations, and we are coming back to what you said at the beginning, is like, in order for people to have this energy and to this willingness to keep trying and improving, they have to believe in it, right? If they don't believe in it, people won't believe in it. So it's, we're coming back to the why and why they're actually doing it. I mean, look at all the super successful people out there, like those, you know, the, Michael Johnson, you know, like the, you know, basketball players, all these people, all these actors, you know, that kept knocking on door and they heard no, I don't know how many times until, you know, 80 no's until 81 says yes. Well, that's because they are like 100% convinced that this is going to work. And, you know, you fail until you succeed, right? So I think that's...
And that's 100% correct. Like, our vision for Smart Chicks has never changed. It has been rock solid the entire time. The way that we have implemented that vision has changed because we have really listened to what our audience wanted. Exactly. And, you know, it's just about pivoting. It's like, okay, we've asked what they want. Okay, they're doing that, but now they've said that they want it in a different way. Like, we are not afraid to just openly change what we're doing to help people, but the vision is strong. How can we help people be authentic? How can we help people collaborate in a way where they're getting connection, word of mouth referrals that aren't spammy and gross? How can we get you out of the bushes of your business so that you can feel confident in order to attract your perfect tribe? And that has never changed.
Yeah. And I love this. And when you build this tribe, that's really where you can start surveying people, like you said, and they can tell you, you know, where they need the help. So it's, you know, snowball effect after that. Then they have a problem. They already trust you. You provide a solution. Why wouldn't they buy? Why wouldn't they stay? Right. I love this. Well, thank you so much, ladies. I'm so glad we did this. So how can people can find out about you? Of course, I'm going to put a link to your Facebook group where they can see you go live and things like that. A lot of things going on over there. You have a Facebook page as well, right?
We've actually got a website, which is smartchicks.com.au. Mm-hmm. People can find us there. We've got information about our membership there, and we've also got information just about the story of Smart Chicks, or at the very least the story of who Kirsty and I are a little bit. And that website is an ever evolving site. We work on it when we can, so always go back and just see what else is up on the site. The best way, I think, to get to know us even more and what we're about and how we can help you would be to actually attend our free webinar, which is actually running in Australia on October the 20th. If this is aired after the 20th, we can chat. You can contact us through the website and see how we can help you. But that webinar is all about getting out of the bushes of your business and really understanding how you can build confidence so that you are ready to attract your tribe.
Awesome. So I will be putting a link below the video so I can actually run this before the 20th. So I can put a link to the webinar so that people can check your webinar and then find out more about you guys and your tribe. Thank you so much, ladies. That was so fun.
Thank you
for taking the time, finding the time. That was a lot of fun. And I learned a ton from you guys, and I love what you're doing. So I'm so glad
we
got to connect. Thank you. And you have a great day. I'm going to go to bed now.
Yes, go and sleep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye, ladies.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. À bientôt.
Au revoir.